Welcome to the Diva Shop Podcast. Good afternoon, ladies. It's Friday, July 27th at 3:31 p.m. And you will not believe this, but I have 5 blogs to share with you today. Woohoo! 5. That's unusual. Yep, 5. And that's all next on the Diva Roll. Now, the first blog I'm going to talk to you about is called Perspective, and it's about, what else? Purses. Her description says, "I'm a city girl working hard to support her shopping and fashion addiction. I love designer everything, especially handbags." Now, this is at perspective.blogspot.com. The next one is Red Carpet Fashion Awards, and this blog covers all things red carpet fashion. Their description reads, "Critiquing the fashions from any red carpet event, plus all things fashion." And this one's at redcarpetfashionawards.blogspot.com. Now this next one is called Fashion Under 100, and I love this blog because it's all about finding the look for a whole lot less. Each post shows a fashion-conscious celebrity and then shows you where you can get similar-looking items for a lot less than what the celeb paid and still capture the essence of that style. It's really good. It's Fashion Under 100. That's the 100 is the numerals, not spelled out, .blogspot.com. Now the next one is called The Non-Blonde. And her description reads, "A beauty blog, beauty products and fragrance reviews, fashion commentary, and the occasional snide remark about celebrities." She writes a hilarious post called Prada Wants Us Dead, her first name and then Prada. And it's about a pair of shoes that look agonizingly painful. Now this next one isn't really about fashion and beauty, but it is geared towards women, and I wanted to share it with you because it has some good tips. It's the blog for travelingchic.com, and this is a great blog for ladies who travel a good amount, and it has lots of good travel tips, such as the following post, and I quote, "When I travel to a destination where I don't speak the language, I always try to grab a business card that has the hotel address and phone number on it, or I have the concierge, please forgive me if I butchered that, write down a message that says, 'Take me to blank hotel and the address.' That way, if I get into a cab and we are unable to communicate, the driver will be able to take me back to the right hotel. Also, if you have food allergies, have the same person write down a message such as, 'I am allergic to blank,' or 'blank will kill me,' in the local language. You can show this to a waiter and be able to enjoy your meal rather than nervously eating and wondering whether you understood," end quote. I think this blog will be really useful to ladies who travel a lot. Now, I'll run through the URLs once again. The first one was Perspective, all ran together, .blogspot.com. The next one was Red Carpet Fashion Awards, .blogspot.com. The next one was Fashion Under 100, .blogspot.com, or 100. The next one was The Non-Blonde.blogspot.com. And the next one is travelingchic.com/blog. Phew, that's a lot of blogs this time around. Now on to the soapbox. Now the soapbox this time around has just a quick beauty, it has two sections. It has a quick beauty section that includes a review and a quick beauty tip, and it also includes, the other section has some quick fashion tips. So let's go ahead and go on with the beauty section. Now the beauty section is going to be about Burt's Bees lip shimmers again. Why? I bought another lip shimmer. Yet another lip shimmer. I guess I just can't resist the smooth, lightweight feel, the soothing lip balm base, or the cooling tingle of refreshing mint. Not to mention the various pretty colors. And speaking of colors, this time I had my eye on the toffee color. It's really pretty. It's a soft, slightly silvery taupe color. Now, speaking of Burt's Bees lip shimmers, here comes the tip I learned. I discovered something really cool about the Merlot shade of lip shimmer. It's a multitasker, and you know how we all love a great multitasker. How is it a multitasker, you ask? Well, not only is it a very pretty gloss, but it also works great as a cheek color. You just dot it on and blend for a healthy flush of color. Now that's what I call getting more bang for your buck. Now let's go on to some quick fashion tips. Now the first tip about finding clothes to look good on you, go into your closet and try on your favorite clothing items, the one that you feel good in, you get the most compliments on how you look in, and try them on. And then take note of how and in what ways they fit and flatter you. Take notes on this. And then go shopping for those flattering colors, fabrics, shapes, and lengths. And that's how you find what looks good on you. And then the next tip, when you buy a regular everyday clothing item, try to think of at least three items that you already own that you can wear with that item. Also, if you choose to wear a white shirt, please wear a bra close to your skin color. Bra show through doesn't look too good. Now, the next thing is three key points about basics. And the first one is that they must be seasonless and trendless, which is good, so you can just wear them anytime. And then opt for a close fit, but not tight. You never want to get your clothes too tight. The stuffed sausage look isn't very appealing. Also, keep basics updated with current colors, cuts, fits, and etc. so they always look current. Hope these tips help. Well, that's all for this episode. Thank you for listening. I would love to hear your comments, questions, feedback. You can email me at divashop2@gmail.com. That's divashop2@gmail.com. Also, feel free, as always, to check out my blog. It's at divashop.blogspot.com. Once again, thanks for listening and have a great weekend. Bye.